We now look at childhood bilingualism, which is a very common feature around the world. There are different kinds of bilingualism. It's not as straightforward as we might seem to think when you first look at it. To begin with, we have simultaneous bilinguals. These are children who learn more than one language from a very early childhood. You can compare these to sequential bilinguals. Sequential bilinguals, you might be, for example, a couple who live in Sweden. Their child has acquired Swedish as a first language, and at the age of 5 or 6 they settle in France to live and work there. The child goes to a daycare or a school where French is spoken, and French becomes one of their acquired languages. Then you refer to this as sequential bilingualism. There's very little support for the myth that learning more than one child during childhood is a problem. In fact, usually it's the other way around. In effect, there is no limitation in the human capacity to learn more than one language at a time. Now, what could be problematic is what is known as subtractive bilingualism. This is where children are cut off from their family language when they're very young. So if a child is submerged into another language for a long period of time, at a daycare center, for example, and the first language which has been acquired, the family language, if that has not been properly acquired, then it can have negative consequences for a child's self-esteem and also with their relationship with family members. And as a consequence, they might not have a solid first language, and neither will they have another solid first language. You see this sometimes in countries where migrants have settled and children don't acquire their family language as well as perhaps would be useful. One excellent thing about Sweden is that we have hemspråk, and hemspråk specifically is to work against subtractive bilingualism. So what the book refers to as additive bilingualism is actually what we in Sweden call hemspråk. So using their own language in family settings is a way for children to be able to successfully communicate and interact with parents at home, and establishing a solid first language will help in learning, in acquiring a second language. The other first language in an equally to an equally high level. That brings us to the end of chapter 1.